Hello, this is James Grevig with Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media here with the great Dr. Lee Merritt. We're going to dive into everything that's related to pharmakia, Russia, Ukraine, Nazism, symbolism, and more, because symbolism will be the downfall of the cabal. Let's go to video one, because that's the way I like to roll. Joe Rogan on why the doctors that push vaccines have not come out and become whistleblowers.
All of my friends that even are doctors who had no questions about the vaccines before at all, before COVID, they recommended all of them. Now a lot of them are changing their tune.
So because they have more skepticism based on the information that came out about the COVID vaccine or vaccines in general.
First of all, just the propaganda campaign behind the COVID vaccine.
So once they saw this
total
propaganda
denial
campaign
of any adverse effects, even though they personally knew people who had strokes, heart attacks, died, the died suddenly thing, the fact that athletes were dropping like flies. Athletes thing was nuts.
That was scary because these are the people that are in the
soccer
best shape.
Soccer players
in the world.
Having heart attacks, just dropping dead, all of them vaccinated. When you're seeing these people just drop dead. Reporters on TV just fainting, passing out. People I know personally that got the shot that blacked out. Quite a few. One of them, two guys I know that have fucking pacemakers now. One of them's in his 30s. One of them's in his 40s as a fucking pacemaker now.
And you should at least have that information before you make that decision.
Well, you should know that that information exists. And instead, they're trying to hide it. And they're trying to gaslight you about it. And then there's the thing about all-cause mortality. The increase in all-cause mortality is there's a jump in all-cause mortality after administration of the vaccines. More people are dying. The percentage of all-cause mortality is in certain groups up significantly. I think in England, they did a study that said it was up 20% across the board. In some groups, like 18 to 49. In some groups, it was up like as high as 40%. And that means that 40% more people are dying from cancer, heart attack, strokes, everything than were before. Everything, including people that probably would have died anyway. But 40% more in some groups
are
dying.
And there are other variables that exist as well.
Sure,
I mean, this is a weird time.
Lack of medical attention during COVID. People didn't see their doctors. Maybe there was things that alcoholism, people drank more. There's a lot of factors.
But we need
one
to look
of those
at all
factors
them.
Might be this experimental
fucking thing
medication
that we jabbed into ourselves.
And the resistance against that being possible is crazy. And it's because people, first of all, they advocated for it. They told you to get it. They probably chastised people and scolded people that didn't get it. So now they have this opinion that they have started with and they're stuck with,
and they
want to be
back
correct.
Off of
they don't want to back.
Yeah.
They don't want to back off. It takes a very courageous person
to say, I'm fucking wrong.
Not only was I wrong, but I probably fucked people over, and a lot of people might have been adversely affected.
They've been murdered. And they're coming for the lab coats at the end of this year once they wake up and realize what Joe Rogan's talking about. Lee, what are your thoughts on Joe Rogan? I know it should come out back in 2021, but it's here.
Well, that's thank
better
you.
Late
that's
than never. Go ahead, Lee.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Everything he just said, I said, others said in the end of 2021. So he's 2 years late. And you have to ask yourself, really? Is that because he's just getting this word? I mean, again, I'm not buying all this. I mean, again, I think there's, what is military disinformation, counterintelligence? The idea, they don't lie to you necessarily. They try to withhold useful information until it's just not relevant anymore. You know, it's far too late. You could see these athletes dropping over in 2021. In fact, if any of the guys at the universities had been awake and actually, or maybe able to talk, maybe they were awake and couldn't talk, they could have gone back, as I did, in the FEMA, not FEMA, the FIFA records back to 1889 and looked at on-death field deaths of soccer players. And you'll see the jump didn't start in 2021. That was the big jump up. But the jump started in 2020, in 2000, actually. Why did the death on field of soccer players go from zero to three, which it was from 1889 to 1999? It was zero to three deaths on the field, rarely cardiac. It was mostly collisions, lightning strikes, believe it or not. You know, it's dangerous to be a soccer player for lightning, apparently. That's the number one reason for death, running to the goalpost or hitting something. That was the number, and it was only zero to three. But in 2000, something changed. They went from zero to three to 10, and they were almost all cardiac. Now, why were all these fancy dancy epidemiologists and sports medicine doctors and the fancy guys at the academic centers? You know, my dad was at Harvard as a professor for years, but when I knew him, he used to speak very disparagingly of the academic centers. And now I get it, because when you're really in the real world, you realize they're lying to you, or they're just incompetent, or they're just not looking. There's something bad going on here that is beyond just the fact that we're just figuring this out. We did not figure this out in 2024. We figured this out actually before the vaccine came out. I'm just going to make this point. Some of us started talking about the fact that they're trying to do this COVID thing to get you to take a vaccine that they've been developing. And it's bad. That never worked in animals. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. And yet they did it. And then I talked about it all year long
in 2020. Sherry Tenpenny and I, like you, Judy Michaels, we all knew what was coming. We all knew it.
It didn't take, and again, see, these guys, the people in the media think that unless it's reported in other media, it can't be right. They don't realize there's a huge body of basic science out there which can be studied if you know how to do it. And Correct. We were doing it. Before they scrubbed the internet, we were doing it. As soon as COVID came out, they started talking about a vaccine. You know when they said they were developing the vaccine? It wasn't 2020. It was 2019. Literally, this thing breaks out. In the first case was October like 12th or 19th in Wuhan. And by December, middle of December, they're talking about a vaccine.
Moderna already had 100,000 vaccines made in 2019. You don't make that in a day, that many in a day. Meaning they had the formula for years. Meaning they've been working on mRNA for years. We know the COVID-19 term was patented or whatever by Rothschild or whoever back in 2015.
Yeah, Richard Rothschild.
This has been a plan for the longest time. And this has been the way to destroy people, get them all the vaccine. The biggest problem the cabal had, the deep state had, the vaccine deep state, the pharmacy, the sorcerers, the biggest problem they had is they could never produce bodies in the street in 2020. Had they produced 1,000 people dying en masse in New York City, they could have actually gotten a lot more of the population to take the vaccines. I still never would have, but others would. You know, that fear never came. They failed. They talked, but they failed to produce. They failed to show the bodies in the street. In fact, the ERs were empty. Why? Because they took the old people to nursing homes in New York and they killed them. They murdered them in New York City. That's what they did. They put them upstate in different nursing homes and they murdered them.
They tried to create bodies.
With the Fauci protocol. So that's what happened.
They tried.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give President Trump a credit here. Now, he always takes a lot of heat about these vaccines.
Yeah.
But let me just put out something. And I wish I could show it right now. I have it on my phone, but too hard to show. It's absolutely clear that after these vaccines came out, Pfizer was doing a post-marketing experiment on all of us. In other words, they were decreasing something in the vaccine to make it less acutely toxic. Because you see, they didn't want you to drop over the minute you got the shot. That really looks bad for their advertising.
That's correct. Could you imagine World War I where they shut everybody in the first two waves coming out of the trenches? No one would ever have taken a vaccine after that. So it had to be a slow kill. And they had to figure out, as Sherry Tenpenny said, what's the right kill ratio? And they had 35 different formulations, at least back in September 2022. Right. So
they hadn't worked out the bugs, in other words, and they were gonna wait a while for this to come out. But he forced them to go forward, and in that forcing them to go forward, as bad as
what warp speed is all about.
It made people realize there was a problem, and sadly, in war, you're going to lose some people. Now, did we know? We still don't know if we're going to. The other thing he may have known, and I think is going to be true, that we have technology coming out that may be able to reverse this. And I think we're finding things that actually are reversing some of the stuff now. They're simple that we already have. But the point I'm making is that this was long planned. Here's another interesting factoid I don't know if you're aware of. When this COVID broke out, I said, isn't it interesting? This is almost 100 years to the day from the pandemic of 1918. And I did a big deep dive, which people can find on my website. I looked at the real original sources and concluded the pandemic of 1918 was not a virus. It was a combination of electromagnetic damage. It was a bad drug and it was vaccines, just like we have today. Okay. But I said, what happened after that? Well, we had the war, we had an economic collapse and we had a dust bowl. It turns out that there's a thing called the Gleisberg cycle. And the Gleisberg cycle is an 88-year-old or an 88-year cycle of drought, bad drought. They know about this from the tree rings. This isn't conjecture. So it can go back, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and see that we've had a drought in America every 88 years. Now, it turns out the 88-year mark is coming up in 2025. So it starts, it's usually a 3-year ramp up. So it's like 2023, we had some. 2020, because in Iowa, I can tell you, we had less rain in 2023 than we had during the Dust Bowl. So we have mitigation factors now, so it helped a little bit. But we had 2023, 2024, it's already looking like a dry April. And then 2025 is going to be the bad one. So it's not accidental that this happened, not only when it happened, but like you say, they've been planning it for a long time. They knew and I would say it goes back. They started this whole viral nonsense in 1930s, 1920s to get us to believe something. You know, when Rockefeller took over medicine, they really did understand that parasites were the problem.
Funny. And let's get to the next video, because you and I are going to not only talk about vaccines, and we're coming back to vaccines. Don't worry. We're going to talk about chemtrailing, and we're going to talk about Ukraine and Russia, because we're learning that American money is funding the drone strikes and everything else in Russia. We're paying for the war. So we're indirectly, we know we got a few commanders there and soldiers and mercenaries there, but we're actually literally paying for the war against Russia. And you're not going to believe this one, because this one ties Hunter Biden's Burisma into funding the war against Russia, which means what? Hunter and Joe Biden, when this is all over, will be responsible for the start of World War III. Here we go. Let me play the video. This is in Russian. You're going to have to read the subtitles down below, but it's a great report. 1 minute.
Итогом проверки, организованной в связи с обращением группы депутатов Госдумы и иных лиц, Следственным комитетом России возбуждено уголовное дело о финансировании терроризма. Установлено, что денежные средства, поступавшие через коммерческие организации, в частности, нефтегазовую компанию «Бурисма Холдингс», действующую на территории Украины, на протяжении последних лет использовались для осуществления террористических актов в Российской Федерации, а также за ее пределами, в целях устранения видных политических и общественных деятелей и нанесения экономического ущерба. Следствием во взаимодействии с иными спецслужбами и финансовой разведкой проверяются источники поступления и дальнейшее движение денежных средств в размере нескольких миллионов долларов США, причастность конкретных лиц из числа сотрудников органов власти, общественных коммерческих организаций стран Запада. Кроме того, следственным и оперативным путем отрабатываются связи непосредственных исполнителей террористических актов с иностранными кураторами, организаторами и спонсорами.
So that report is not stunning, but it's obvious now. It's obvious that the terrorist attack on the concert hall, you know, last month was carried out by Ukrainian money, which means it's American money. It is the money that's been laundered by Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and everybody else, a couple hundred billion dollars into it. So it allowed Zelensky and his wife to buy Swiss chalets, right? They're able to fund FTX, right? That money laundering operation. We're now saying Bankman-Fried has got 25 years in jail. He should be shot and hung, in my opinion. But that's a story for another day. That's just my opinion. He funded two super PACs offshore to keep the unit party in power forever. So Trump is absolutely the enemy of this, of the cabal. And Sam Bankman-Fried, obviously a Khazar, right? No question about who he is, right? Him, Zelensky, a Nazi, right? At the end of the day, these people are using American dollars to try to destroy us and incite a war with Russia to World War III. Lee?
Well, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to learn about some of the intricacies of Burisma and how it actually worked, there's a guy named Kolomoisky, and George Webb, who's an investigative journalist, I got interested in him because I thought I was the only person that knew the word, and he started talking about Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky is this billionaire. He was a big money guy in Ukraine. Now, the first thing you notice is that he is technically considered an Ashkenazi Jew, but he's funding the neo-Nazi Azov. How does this make sense? Okay, there's it's the fact that you know, and he was the big funder of Zelensky, and he I can't remember his, I'm trying to think what his actual, you know, he's just big money, and he gave money to Biden's, or you know, Hunter Biden's stuff way back. But I'm trying to think of his actual relationship to Burisma. That I can't remember. But he's at the heart of this. He kind of like moves, he moved money. The other thing is interesting. So he's a steel magnate. And if you think about what was the first, one of the first places the Russians went, they went to Mariupol, to the Azovstal. It was a big steel manufacturing thing. And underneath that, they found, you know, people. They the I think it's true. The government has not really disputed this, other than trying to make it go away, that Rear Admiral Eric Olson was captured by the Russians there. Bioweaponeers were
And there's
captured there.
photographic evidence that we've not heard from Eric Olson in 18 months because he
Right.
was captured in the first 6 months of war.
Former Navy SEAL Admiral, our guy.
And he's
So
also a
we were over there.
tactical nuclear expert. So he was there obviously to how to have a nuclear conflict with Russia. This is the bastards we're dealing with. He's a
Right.
traitor. Go ahead, Lee.
But well, I'm just saying, you know, there's a people that think this is an easy thing to figure out. You know, the fact that you've got, and I was just looking at this because I was trying to find the thing about Burisma, but here's an article that just talks about how, you know, Kolomoisky was very active in the Jewish community. The official, you know, he was the president of the United Jewish Community of Ukraine. But again, he's funding and they're not neo-Nazis, as Laura Logan says. These actually are the leftover Nazis from World War II and the CIA that moved into to Western Ukraine after World War II. So but they wear, but again, these are guys, whatever you want to call them, the way the Russians would sort them out to put them into where they're going to, how they're going to punish these guys, or deal with them as prisoners of war, they would have them stripped down to the waist and look at their tattoos. And they had you know, the Wehrmacht wings with the Nazi symbol, the swastika. They had swastikas all over them. They had the Black Sun. They had all these symbols. The Wolfsongel, which was the, it's, you see it all over Ukraine. It's the Wolfsongel is like a sideways Z, and it was used, it was the Panzer Division Das Reich used that, for example, and other German you know, subunits. I can't remember all the ones that had it, but a lot of them used it. And I hadn't seen it. I remember the symbol, and I remember looking at it, thinking, where have I seen that before? Oh, that's in, that was in Nazi Germany on the, on these Panzer divisions. So yeah. So again, the only way it makes sense is when you realize that there's a lot of superficial names, and we give all this stuff, but there's a very coordinated effort here, just like there is in the COVID. It's the same people. I'm just going to make this point. It's the same bloodlines that are doing Ukraine that are doing here. And to be very clear, what you're seeing is a murder, not just of you know, some Russians that are dying in this, but a lot of Ukrainians that are dying. The
And
Ukrainian Slavic men are being
they're sending
eliminated.
busloads of 14-year-olds now to the front line,
And women.
and women.
It's really tragic. I
And
mean,
there's a story now that a lot of these young Ukrainian men are getting married prematurely to disabled women, so they don't go to the front line.
not a
Lots.
bad plan to save a little bit of the Slavic bloodline. You see, that's what this is about.
Yeah, I'm Lee.
Ultimately,
I'm with
this
you
is what, these are
100%.
bloodline wars.
Now we're going to switch gears because people think these things are three separate conversations, right?
Right,
The
they're not.
vaccine bio depopulation plan, right? Ukraine is there to continue the adrenochrome harvesting, human trafficking, keep the cabal operation going, trying to destroy Russia, like you said, in Slavic blood, right? And now we got Epstein Island and we got Puff Daddy in the West. Why is all this important? Because this is how the intelligence agencies, which are satanic cabals, satanic pedophilia, this is how they're trying to stay in power. They're trying to keep Trump, doing anything possible to get Trump out of the picture and the alliance, but it's ultimately not going to work. We're going to win this, but let me go to the third video because this is an eye-opener. Disney and Jeffrey Epstein have an absolute connection.
Little blurb update today on Epstein. It was showing a photo of him at Disney. He's sitting down at the table. Piglet's behind him. It's him and another guy sitting down, and this guy is holding this girl, like, by her arms like this. That same girl is in another photo with Epstein. They're on the plane. She's, like, laying. She's sleeping. She's laying down, and he's holding her like this. Then, come to find out, Disney sent kids to his island for snorkeling trips for, like, 9 years.
Snorkeling. Holy
and
shit,
and their cruise sense. Their cruise ships made stops at his island all the time.
Dude.
Wow, first of all, I got to say, but again, this all ties into all the narratives. We're fighting this satanic cabal, and people need to wake up to it. It's not just the vaccines. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, it's also the other tie that it makes this all work, which you just showed that video of Disney. I knew about this for a long time, not just because of those, but it's the intelligence services. So Robert Maxwell was like a prince of the intelligence services, besides the fact that he was the editor in chief of Pergamon Press, which was the world's largest medical and scientific publishing. Okay, why would this? It's owned by the intelligence services. He was an MI6 officer, essentially. He spied for the British against the Germans in World War II. He's provably a Mossad officer. He's buried on the Mount of Olives. He was rumored to be a KGB officer, but his daughter, Ghislaine Maxwell, pedophile consort of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and they were heavily involved with the CIA. So, you know, it's one big intelligence happy family, and they are royalty, okay, the Maxwells. I think that she was the handler of Jeffrey Epstein. But here's how it also relates to Disney. So it turns out that the president or CEO of Disney, Iger, named his oldest son Robert Maxwell Iger because they're best buddies. Okay.
Yep.
So that's when you hear the that Broward County sheriff saying, well, you know, yeah, another pedophile case in Broward County involving Disney. It wouldn't be a pedophile case if it weren't involving Disney, because they're always involved. They always seem to be involved. I mean, that's so they know it, but it's not by accident. They also had, remember, she had the Terramar project. That's this,
yeah,
where they own the underground waters and whatever. And she claims this.
Well, they're out in sovereign international mythical waters.
Yeah, sovereign. They've claimed
it. It was 10 years ago she pitched a Terramar project inside the United Nations in New York.
Right. And apparently these submarines that they're using in this project go into the Disney island.
Right. Okay. They stay out of view of satellites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's beautiful.
That's the whole idea behind the submarines, right?
But provably, here's the other thing. And this is what I learned when I was researching why medical publishing was so screwed up. This whole thing, does the name Pergamon mean anything to you? Because it didn't to me.
Satan's throne.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Why would you name your biggest world scientific publishing house, just reorganized by the British government after World War II, given to Robert Maxwell to run, and you named it Pergamon Press?
For
and
a beyond reason.
That, yeah, beyond that, It the Pergamon Press, Pergamon, like you said, it was called the seat of Satan in Revelation. It was in Anatolia. Okay. Now, you know, I gave a talk at Red Pill, which was, by the way, the only talk they seem to have lost, but it was called "It's Time to Name the Enemy." And I pointed out that all these bloodlines end up in Anatolia. Everybody, the black nobility, the royal houses, everybody. So Anatolia is the seat of this thing. Well, there was an ancient altar of Pergamon called the seat of Satan by the Christians, but it was you can imagine what they were sacrificing. It fell into ruin. And in the 1800s, the Germans archaeologists went to unearth this thing. And they found these friezes. They took them back to Berlin, and
correct,
they recreated a full-size altar of Pergamon in Berlin. Just in time for Hitler's birth. The day it was finished in 1899 was the day that Hitler was born. Anyway, later, when it came time to do the Nuremberg rallies, Albert Speer rebuilt that huge building to Nuremberg to give those where we see pictures of Hitler standing. That was a reconstruction modernized of the Pergamon altar. If you look carefully, there are all these kind of Romanesque columns built
That's structure. Really interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah, and it gets even weirder. In 2008, when President Obama accepted the Democrat nomination at that big event, if you look at his backdrop, because I remember watching that in live time thinking, that is creepy, that backdrop. What is that thing? We didn't know what it was, but we knew it was kind of odd. It had, again, these Romanesque columns. Like, what is this all about? Well, that was also a recreation of the Pergamon altar. He had been in Berlin just before he came and accepted that nomination, and that was his design.
Yeah, and there's been several books written on the Nazis, Hitler, and the occult. That is for sure.
Diving
deep into paganism. They love Wagner because Wagner did the Norse or the Nordic mythology, right? Gotterdammerung, which is Norwegian Ragnarok, which is, at the end of the day, the doom of the gods, right? That kind of stuff. They're a death cult at the end of the day.
And you're exactly right. We're fighting an ancient Sumerian death cult masquerading as a modern political, military, and economic state. That is what the deal is. And so that's why you see these same symbolisms. And what else do they do? They're pedophiles. And they push cannibalism. And we're seeing that now everywhere. Have you heard this? There's an outbreak of cannibalism, apparently. What?
Yeah.
You know?
it's like bizarre. They're trying to normalize pedophilia, right? You know, adult minor attracted persons, something they call themselves MAP. It's like, really? It's just like, you guys are insane.
Right, right. That's just that's kind of that's doublespeak. It's giving a nice name to something.
They're trying to normalize, desensitize, right. and the normies that are vaccinated accept this BS. And it is bullshit, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's get into the PowerPoint deck because we're gonna cover some of the things we talked about already, but some new things. Because we got to find out if the people that are outside, especially in the line of the clips, if they're going to get sick in a week. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, we'll get that in a minute.
Interesting.
Tearing the pharmakia veil. This is what. So yesterday, Lee, the eclipse to me was pulling off the veil. We're now going into nothing but truth going forward. And the intelligence community hates that. So that's why they have to ramp up disinformation campaigns, right, as a threat. Censorship, resistance. They want to arrest us truth bearers. This is what's coming. You know where to find me? So I love Ayn Rand. Look at this. So we've been lied to about the word minority because she has a different take of the word minority. The smallest minority on earth is the individual. Those who deny individual rights cannot claim to be defenders of minorities. I love her. How come they didn't teach this in school? Just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to Russia. So, and the Nazis, the New York Times, July 2nd, 2022, how the Russian media spread false claims about Ukrainian Nazis, right? It's called symbolism, Azov. There are Nazi symbols everywhere. A year later, in June 5th, 2023, the New York Times, Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines highlight thorny issues of history. Holy shit. The New York Times is forced to come out because it's so overwhelming, obvious to everybody that we're fighting the Nazis in Ukraine. And somehow, free Americans are what? Financing the Nazi side of the Ukraine war? That's bizarre. Lee?
Yeah. And it's I was just looking at the blue and white or blue and yellow flag back there.
Yep.
I mean, how many people ran around with the flag pin or, you know, but they don't realize, look at the symbol of Ukraine, the trident. Where does that come from? It's also the ancient symbol of Khazaria. It's the tomga of Khazaria, but it's the symbol of Moloch. Okay.
It is. And the blue and yellow is the color of Baphomet. Half male, half female.
Yes. And I was
thinking the androgynous from. This is why we've gotten woke gender problems for the last 4 years in our face, because those are Baphomet worshipers. We're dealing with devil worshipers.
It should have been a clue to people when the Church of Satan of the United States officially supported Ukraine in this war. Now, and again, keep in mind, when I say Ukraine, I'm talking about the corrupt Zelensky run, or he's a puppet, but, you know, the corrupt government
structure.
We're
talking about the 50,000 hardened Nazis that the Vatican and Red Cross escorted into Western Ukraine to set up shop. How come we never...
And our CIA.
About all the Jewish Nazi hunters of the last 60 years... Finding you know, Nazis hiding out in Ohio and Canada and South America. But I did I ever hear them talk about chasing down the Nazi hunters in Ukraine, ever.
That's a really, really good point.
Never.
That's a really good point.
Ukraine was never, ever mentioned whatsoever, right? It was the Iron Curtain. We're not allowed to know what happened on the other side. Well, it wasn't the big bad Russians.
Right.
The Canaanites that were there.
Right. It tells me Eichmann was just thrown to the wolves as a sacrifice so they could keep everybody else you know, safe.
Totally. Yeah. So yeah, we've been lied to for on everything for centuries, decades, the whole nine yards. So here's good news. After all these drone attacks on a Russian oil field, you know, over the weekend, we have a Russian missile finally obliterates Ukraine drone factory. So these are the heavy kamikaze UAVs. And what's interesting was a precision strike on a drone manufacturing and storage facility located in the city of, you mentioned it, Zaporizhia, right?
Yep, Zaporizhia, yep.
Zaporizhia. And so we're back there again. So this war is far from over, and there's been a leaked document that Biden regime wants to send 550,000 American troops into Ukraine to go to war.
Well, we are at the point of absolute non-compliance. You know,
we're at the point of a lot more than that. I friend of mine's a 68W Army medic, 10 years in service. She and a plane full of other medics were deployed on Good Friday over to Europe. I assume, I didn't ask where, but I assume Eastern Europe, Poland, Ukraine, wherever. But they're getting ready for something big. So a lot of people being deployed outside the United States now for some reason. Something's going on in Europe.
And she's not in a position to easily, you know, she's going to go where they're told to go. I mean,
you get on a plane and you got a bus stop every, no, you're going to one destination. It's a forward base, or maybe a back base to a forward base, whatever. So what are, I mean, Megs, they deal with casualties, right? In war
But by passive resistance, I mean not shooting. I mean, we need to stand up against this war and stop this. We cannot be sending our troops over there. You know, interestingly, the Germans aren't going to send troops. The British are not going to send troops. We say we're not going to send troops. The French are the only ones that say they're going to send troops. But, you know, come on now.
But we know the Biden regime is going to send troops because it's been leaked.
Well,
that's the plan. So we got to see what happens. And people... Like I said, people in the military are deployed east since Good Friday. I got this, you know, this is a direct conversation. So I know.
So are we going to let this happen? The real issue is, are we going to let this happen? You know,
the New York Times is going to let it happen and blame Russia, of course. Come on.
Right. Whether or not protesting at home changed the course of the Vietnam War, I think it did. But at some point, we have to realize that we cannot be passive observers and let what appears to be our government, whether they're legitimate or not, these people in Washington, D.C. are acting to get us into war with someone that should not be our enemy. I defy somebody to explain to me right now what Russia has done to us in America that we should go to war with them. What have they done?
Nothing.
You know, we hear all this thing, even in the Cold War, we heard all this stuff, but what have they done?
Nothing. Okay. It's all been fabricated by the media and by the Biden Nazi regime. We actually have Fourth Reich Nazis in Washington, for those who are really kind of unaware or unawake what's really going on in this world.
Absolutely.
Now let's switch gears, because yes, it was eclipse and no, the world didn't end. However, all the way in Sarasota, Florida, South Florida, where I live, there was all day long, whether I was 10 miles towards Sarasota City, where I went to see my, you know, accountant for taxes and all that boring stuff. There were cloud seeding. They were forming A's in the sky, right? Over my house last night, yesterday afternoon, I was doing a live broadcast on the eclipse. And I went outside with my laptop, just to look at the sun, didn't see the moon, right? Because we were really, you know, way out of the way. But I saw a ton of chemtrails in my sky. And this is an image of chemtrailing. And it's just like this went on all day long. I got tons of pictures from different people from Arizona to Nevada, all the way through Texas, Oklahoma, all the way up the path of totality of people living in Indiana. This was going on all day long, except in Iowa, right, Lee?
Yeah, I think they were too busy dealing with you guys. I mean, we were not big fish. Yeah, it was beautiful, sunny day. I did the same thing. I was live streaming for the Brandon House's channel, Tamara Scott show. And I actually just went out and planted my potatoes under the eclipse. I said, these are eclipse potatoes. Beautiful day.
Well, let me read this. So this is a drop, hard to verify, but it's something for us to keep alert. So someone with a handle named Brave Patriot posted this. Planned April 8th solar eclipse biological attack, right? I already said when I was doing my documentary on the Noah's eclipse that there was a great likelihood they were going to chemtrail the skies to darken the skies. Mike Adams come down and said the same thing yesterday, and they did chemtrailing. Why? Because it really, A, you got the people congregated in one area, right, that are now open to all these chemtrailing. But two, it's going to make artificial the experience with the solar eclipse, right? They're putting this marine layer of chafe in the sky, and you're not getting the real experience of a solar eclipse. So thank you to our government. This is what happened yesterday. So planned solar eclipse biological attack. Let me go on to the next part of this. So he calls it Uncle Intel. They're planning a biological attack on April 8th, just before the totality of the eclipse. This is how it's going down. Planes will be delivering their payload at three intervals. The first two flights be 2 hours before totality, 1 hour before totalitarian, and final one, 30 minutes before totality. So they were doing this, seeing this for a couple hours out all the way to the moment of totality. The planes will be deploying a dry powder. The claim here is a bacterial, not biological, bacterial weapon. It will not be visible. Well, the chemtrails were visible. You won't see it from the planes or the sky. Well, disagree. We've seen plenty. It's meant to infect through aerosol delivery. The first two planes will be standard altitude, and then the final planes will be at 10 to 15,000 feet. Path of flight will begin from northeast and will travel down the central path. Very interesting. And he goes on to talk about because they know they're a guaranteed target. So the reason why they did this, they knew that everybody wanted to go see this very special solar eclipse that was twice as long as any eclipse in the past. And they said symptoms will begin to appear in 7 to 10 days. Well, if that's true, you had 7 to yesterday. That brings us to next Monday, which is what? Oh, tax day, April 15th. Right when the Titanic went down?
Yeah.
Oh, when they
is that really when the Titanic the IRS, went down?
Or a whole lot of things happened on April 15th, all cabal operations.
Oh.
So let's see if people get sick next week. Because like I said at the top of the show, Lee, they've never been able to produce mass sickness, forget casualties, mass sickness in the streets under the pandemic. So if they actually did spray some kind of bacterial infection, it'll be interesting that we begin to notice this. And if there's a big if this happens and we get a whole bunch of sickness come in this summer in 30 days or whatever, are they going to label that the next pandemic, Lee?
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head here. And I love that picture you have of the chemtrails making the the crisscross appearance. I mean, come on now. Anybody looking at that cannot conclude that is a natural occurrence. Okay.
Correct.
That just can't be. So my point is that, and I have a friend, by the way, in Arizona, where the skies are usually clear, used to be clear, but he's now seeing a pattern. And he said, I see the pattern that they'll have all these chemtrails. And then a few days later, or during the next week, the ERs will get busier and busier. Okay, so he's starting to actually study that. Now, I will just say, one of my sons went to this event. I think he was driving over to Arkansas, but anyway, to go to the path of the totality. And so knowing, I also got a little bit of back, I didn't have the details like you did, but I got a little hint of this idea. And I had years ago, I gave a speech, and this was like in 1998 or 99 on bioweapons and biowarfare at the AAPS, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And one of the things I determined then is that, because quite frankly, what you're saying is they've never been able to do good aerosolization of, you know, like they wanted to put these little, the Russians had nose cone cooling. They were always trying to, the Soviets did. They were always trying to figure out how to do aerosolized bioweapons, but it never really worked the way they thought it would. However, there is kind of one scenario that they weren't really looking at this kind of way to do it. there is one scenario, and that is when you're not really doing it for biowarfare, but you're doing it for very stealth reasons. In other words, they're making everything look like it's going to be a natural disease. So they don't have to have the kill ratio. They just have to sicken a lot of people.
Correct.
And some people will die. And they're going to just say this is a natural outbreak. And so now you've called their bluff on this. But I'll just say what I did for my son, I sent him a bottle of doxycycline and I sent him a bottle of Cipro. Because if you look at these bioweapons that they could be doing this with, when you look, I made a grid years ago, and the grid was the big six of bioweapons that they were looking at in the 90s. Plague, botulism, or botulinum toxin, anthrax, Ebola, smallpox, and tularemia. Now, it turns out we have a better handle, I think, on even what smallpox is now, and it's not quite the fearsome thing I thought it was then. But the other things like plague, anthrax, tularemia, and mycoplasma is another one that they've weaponized. Honestly, those things can be if you're going to pick one or two drugs to put in your home shelf for preparation against biowarfare, in those days I said, if you take Cipro and doxycycline and you have them on hand, you've covered a lot of your ability to get over these things. You know, anthrax is treatable if you treat it early. The problem is people when they overwhelm the emergency rooms, they can then make that difficult to get treated early. And so that's what I'm just going to say. I think it's very possible. And interestingly, I don't know if you know this guy on Jason something, Jason Bearson or something on Archaics.
Yeah.
But Archaics is a site where he was in prison, I think, for a long time. And he studied archaic texts. He's got this whole library of archaic books. And he goes through these timelines and he looks at a lot of things and the Bible. And it's very interesting. But he claims that the April 8th and this time frame was not the beginning of one of the four horses of the apocalypse. It was the end of the first horse. And he has a lot of things that make a lot of sense when he talks about that. And he said the next episode will be different. It will be us. It will. And so we'll see.
Let's talk about the two eclipses and talk about the vaccines in the dead middle of this.
Yeah.
None of this. Let's talk about timelines. I don't need to talk about Jason Archaics. Let's talk about what's in front of you right here, Lee. The COVID-19 injection rollout started on December 14. That was also the day that they challenged Trump, challenged elections and didn't quit, right? Same day. And they went forth from there to the J6 thing. It was also Monday, the 14th, that Trump learned about two things. He learned about Chinese did steal the election, did flip the election. It was a coup. And he learned one other thing that led him not to sign the insurrection. He learned, I got this from 107 3 years ago, he learned on the 14th that January 6th would be a false flag operation carried out by Pelosi, the FBI, and many others, right? And you're talking about, they actually had Ukrainians here the day before. You had a lot of intelligence agency. They're all involved. Mitch McConnell, Mike Pence, are all involved in J6. And Trump knew this on the 14th of December, 2020. And I've talked about this in past shows, about this timeline. So Trump never signed the Insurrection Act because that's what they wanted him to do. They wanted to create a civil war, and Trump was not going to have that because that is not the solution to the plan. And I'll talk about that in a minute. So what's interesting, though, if you take August 21, 2017, December 14, 2020, and yesterday, April 8, 2024, you have exactly in between, you have 173 weeks each, or 1,211 and a half days on both sides, the leap years and things of that nature. Well, what's interesting, you break them all down, it's 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. Three. It's a hoax. It is part of the operation, false flag. Yeah. So the cabal knew that Pfizer would be approved in the United States on the 14th of December. This is all part of pharmakia. This is a sorcery. They're not only injecting the poison, it's got to be a ritual around it, ritual around it. It has to be, this is what's going on. So when people who are, like you talk about secret codes between different societies, Lee, we talked about before the show, this is a code. This is a code that 33 is a code that For anyone inside the satanic order, they know not to get involved. This is a false flag. Do not, basically telling you, do not take the vaccine because of this. Right? 9/11 was square root of 9 is 3 times 11 is 33. That was a hoax. The satanic order in the world knew it was a false flag being carried out. World Health Organization had 6 weeks to call a pandemic. And they had the actual, their own criteria was met by the end of January 2020, and they waited to March 11th. 3 times 11 is 33. So you see how this all works. This is in our face continuously. You cannot ignore it. You actually have to understand how they code. You don't have to like numerology. You can be a purebred white lily Christian, and I think it's the devil. Well, it is the devil, but you better learn how the enemy communicates. Because you're
it's like the Navajo code talkers.
You better figure out how, you better decipher their language, their sign language. I'm not going to do any of that stuff here. Their numerology. You better figure it out. Because what's interesting about, and I've talked about this, was in Jumatia, April 8th was the 99th day of the year. And I've been talking about this for 2 weeks now. You go into the Jumatia calculator, because it's a leap year at 99. The first result is Noah. Not an accident at all. You take the Jumatia calculator for 1:28 in the morning when the Dolly ship crashed into the Baltimore Key Bridge. You put 1:28 in the Jumatia calculator. What's the first? CERN, C-E-R-N, comes up. Top result. None of this are accident. In fact, the White Hats are now in control of CERN, from what I understand. So they're telling us, and the White Hats, that was a White Hat operation. Forget what General Flynn said. Oh, it's a black swan. No, it's not. A black swan is a global financial meltdown from highly improbable or impossible things taking place. That was a White Hat operation all the way, because they're showing us the key bridge is the containers. The containers is how they run supplies of adrenochrome, human trafficking victims, sex trafficking, all that, body parts. All of it is done through container ships. They're showing us where the information will come. And by crashing the Dolly, by taking over the Dolly remotely, the White Hats, what do they end up doing? They now brought in the elite U.S. Coast Guard group to go through all 5,000 boxes to see what's inside. Because if you saw the bill lading, it was only 56 boxes with hazard material and another 100 and something else on something else. But that's only like 5% of all the boxes on that container ship. And that container ship, by the way, is a Panamex, a Neo-Panamex ship. Well, what does that mean? It is so large, it won't fit in the first locks of the Panama Canal built 100 years ago. It only fits in the new Panama locks, Panama locks number 2, that was obviously built bigger for bigger container ships and only came online in 2016. So that ship was built in 2014.
So it's a new ship.
We are going to now see the truth. When the White Hats come out and expose the global human trafficking operation, container ships will be front and center, and a lot of owners of these ships will be taken down. Lee?
Well, apparently the owner was already taken out. She was the sister-in-law of Mitch McConnell, right, Chow?
Yep.
And she owned that ship, and she died mysteriously a couple of weeks before the ship hit, which is, you know.
Miraculous.
I have a little hard time knowing how they benefit, how this is anyway good for us, because how does it benefit? You know, one of the things that it did, and this is why I was kind of suspicious it was maybe the operation of the bad guys, to be honest, is because that, well, maybe not. We have sending a lot of...
Here's a benefit. We had the Evergreen 3 years ago, been stuck in the South Canal for a week. Yeah. That's a big advertisement.
Yeah.
Right now we have a crash in the Key Bridge. And in the Q post, it talks about the start. And it talks about the key that opens all doors, a 4-year, 2-day delta to the day of that crash, not an accident. So the key that opens all doors, and it's the start, is the container ships. They're telling us. And so they had to crash the ship for a lot of reasons. One, to go inspect it, see what's really inside, right? That gave the cover, go inspect it. The bridge was completely emptied, by the way. There weren't 20.
Yeah, that was interesting.
20 workers that died, they were on lunch break. I used to work the midnight shift on bridges in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania when I was younger, when I was in highway construction. They were off the bridge. only apparently two people died, supposedly, right? But the traffic was stopped. A lot of weird things happened, so it was minimal loss. And the shape charges on top of the bridge at the joints, and there were shape charges. That is a demolition operation. So they wanted the whole bridge to come down because they want to make a point so that 2 months from now, a month from now, 3 months from now, when we see the collapse of society and then we begin to reveal the truth, well, everyone's going to remember the Key Bridge. Everybody. Because the whole world get to witness this incredible event.
Well, there is another good point maybe to come out of this is that through that harbor with the bridge down, through that harbor, something I read, 30 to 35% of the war material going over to Europe goes through there. And they just stopped that.
Oh, and Baltimore is a big harbor for child sex trafficking because guess what's in Washington? All the pedophile politicians.
Right, right.
But this is a big deal.
It's a military, it's a deep water port where we send things to Europe. So in terms of supporting the Ukrainian war, that just put a big dent in it.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. All right, so we got about 7 minutes left in the program. We got in a lot of subjects. The Cure of Cancer, I just got this morning. I don't know the name of the book yet, but I'm going to find out for you. But it talks about what you've been talking about for years, medicine which will destroy any living or fungus tissue.
Right. You read this, and I'll tell you, it talks about the an escharotic, something that will make it deals with these scarred kind of lumpy tumors. You know,
yeah.
in the old days when people got tumors, and it's still happening in the third world, when they didn't have any access to care, you'd see breast tumors, for example, that would just be fungating out of the breast. I mean, this dead looking horrible tissue coming out of the breast. Now, if you think about tumors as cancer, I mean, cancer is fungus, or not, let me say it again. If you think about cancer as parasites, it starts to make a lot of sense. But Bishop, when you read this paragraph, and this is from an old book, it sounds a lot like what Bishop Grennan described when he was treating the poorest of the poor in Colombia. He was using chlorine dioxide baths. He would, and you know, good diet and other things, but he would put them in a chlorine dioxide bath, and he would say that these breast tumors in these women would literally kind of start falling out of the breast, and you'd kind of scoop out some of this dead material. And that's what this talks about.
Yep.
It sounds exactly like that. And it actually does mention chlorine somewhere. Yeah, the strength of chloride of zinc plaster. So they were doing something similar to what they were what he was doing with chlorine dioxide, it sounds like. But whatever it was,
our escharotic is a double compound, about four times the strength. So their compound's four times as strong as the strength of chloride or zinc plaster. Fascinating, right?
Yeah.
That's where people can find you, either drleemeyer.com or the Medical Rebel.
Yeah.
Lee, this is. So we have a few things to watch going forward. We certainly have to see if all of that chemtrailing cloud seeding yesterday, it was all over. If that's going to produce any kind of bizarre sickness, because usually in spring and summer months, people don't get sick. You know,
right.
In the past.
That's right.
Right. You're outdoors more. You're getting more sunlight. Right. You're eating better fruits, vegetables. Right. Everyone's happy. They're out of the house. So the breakdown of your cells, it just doesn't happen. You don't get really sick. Your immune system's stronger. I'm wondering if we're going to see the reverse of that. And I'm not talking from the vaccines. I'm talking about
although they make the vaccines played a role too because they damage the immune system. So
right, and this
that's
is
provable.
This is supposedly coming after the May ratification attempt by the WHO of the global pandemic treaty. They're going to shove it through no matter what. In my opinion, it doesn't matter whether they get 2/3 votes or not. But you know, this is all part of a psyop to me, a much greater psyop. And then when they have this second sickness and they got the ratification, they're going to green light it. And the World Health Organization now can become the medical doctor of the United States, right? They bypass all the surgeon generals. I'm serious, right? They're going to overrule the CDC, FDA, HHS. This is what's coming. This is their plan.
It is their plan. But we have to recognize if we want to step out of the Sumerian death cult, stepping out of Babylon, essentially, we have to realize they have no jurisdiction over us.
Right.
At some point, now we just had, what was the state that just said we're not going along with anything the WHO gives us? I just read that today. That they're
there's like nine states that are like disavowing the World Health Organization. Florida's one of them. There is Tennessee that no more chemtrails, right? We don't know. I don't know if the Tennessee got chemtrailed yesterday or not. Probably.
See, the problem with that is, how do you enforce it? Because you can't get up there and know. But it's a good start. At least they made a comment. At least they made a statement.
Well, they made it public awareness, which is really an important thing.
That's exactly right.
So we're like the key bridge is public awareness of something, right? You listen to all the nonsense about destroying the American economy. That's complete nonsense. It was a white hat operation all the way.
Yeah, you know, when I think, when because we're in an information war, and it's really hard to figure out who's doing what to whom and who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. But when I get confused here and I'm trying to think, are we actually winning? Is something good going on? I think of Lloyd Austin and what's going on with the Russians. You know, I don't know if, you know, you mentioned Zaporozhye and you mentioned some of the things going on right now. They just took out the drone plant. But before that, in December of 2023, the Russians stated that they had taken out a deep underground NATO base in Ukraine and that Lloyd Austin died there. Okay, now remember. Yeah, and
then, we had a Lloyd Austin get sick at Christmas, disappeared to mid-January, he comes back, and he's a different dude.
Right, so his disappearance and their comments independently of the strike on this NATO plant all happened at the same time. The other thing I can just say, and I know we're running out of time, but I'll just bring this real quick. The other thing you can say is, because I used to work in a naval medical center, okay? When you admit a big flag officer, retired or not, nobody does that secretly. Big flags go up. I know what I was as a young lieutenant commander, I admitted a former commandant of the Marine Corps with a wrist fracture. And lo and behold, I didn't call anybody. I didn't know I had to call anybody, but flags went up on. I got calls from every general and all the Washington, D.C., and I was in trouble with the CO for not reporting this. You know, I didn't know. Well, you see, Lloyd Austin claimed that he checked into the reason he disappeared. His staff didn't know where he was. He just didn't want to make a big deal about his cancer, and he checked into Walter Reed. It could not have happened that way. So number one, when you know the government's lying officially about their stuff, there's something very wrong. And now it's coming out. The Russians have come out with details now of how they did it. It's not, and it sounds kind of familiar. They claim that they took a bunch of drones. So this airbase is where they were assembling the F-16s in Ukraine. Yep. And it's, I think it's southeast of Kiev. I can't remember the exact name. It starts with a K, but I'm just blanking on the name. Anyway, big, big airbase, heavily defended. Okay. Apparently the Russians said it took 6 months of intelligence work before they could do this. And in December, then they sent in a whole bunch of drones to confuse the airspace. Okay. The second thing they did is they sent in dummy missiles. And that they overwhelmed the anti-aircraft defense with dummy missiles and used up their ability to take out the real things, which were these two supersonic Kinshell missiles that came up from a high, they're high, supersonic, high altitude, drop down. They are like our MOABs, the mother of all bombs, that these, and they have a number, FAB, something, I can't remember. But these are bigger than ours, and they're supersonic. They went deep into that NATO base. There was having a meeting of 40 senior NATO guys, and it destroyed them. And I'm telling you, when these bombs hit, they're thermobaric bombs. They've shown pictures of them taking out something else there. The Ukrainians don't even go in to look for survivors or anything because the place is just turned to powder, okay?
For a reason.
Yes. And so I think that's really what's going on. The fact that our government is lying about this stuff, the fact that I just think that we're close to the end here of a 5,000-year war against your Sumerian death cult. And I think it's exciting to be alive.
We're coming to the end. This is the final act. We're in a movie in Washington only. Washington is the movie. The rest of it is absolutely real. You know, I got word that all the archives in Washington have been moved either to Atlanta or to Denver, to higher ground and away from Washington. So Washington is being emptied out.
Yeah, I could see that when I was there.
I could see four targets going down, maybe five. Washington Monument will be destroyed, my opinion. Capitol Building, no use for that. White House, you know, it was a child sex trafficking tunnel. It was a disgusting dungeon, fake white, all right? That's going to be gone. Right, you can absolutely see what else goes. The Federal Reserve is already being remediated of asbestos and lead. Why? Because that's telling me if there's an explosion in D.C., they don't want asbestos and lead flying around all over Washington, Baltimore, Virginia, Maryland, all that stuff. So that they're taking this is a plan. So I actually expect maybe Washington be hit with a tactical nuke, surgical nuke or something. Maybe the Pentagon.
What were the other three? What were the other three zones, you think?
Well, so the Washington Monument, the Capitol building, we don't need it, right? Because the government's going to be located in the West, federal government.
It's I see. You're talking about four things in D.C. I thought you were talking about four cities. Well, yeah, I hope
I'm talking about one city. I'm talking about the pentagram swamp of Washington. Going to be gone.
Yeah.
They're not going to turn it into a national park. I think it's almost like a forbidden zone or something like you see in Planet of the Apes. What I think.
It could be. I'm telling you, something big's coming, and I don't think it's necessarily bad. But the other point here is that we are still we are sovereign states, and we have to start acting like it. You talk about the chemtrails and all this kind of stuff going on. Those people are flying planes out of our states against our children. It's time that we started looking into that. We need to take back our cities, our counties, our states. And not let, because the good news is when the bad guys run out of money, which they're doing as we take down, the only money they're getting now is from this adrenochrome child trafficking, you know, their body
and
parts.
And that supply has been being cut off year after year after year.
And the Russians are taking out the last bit of that, and probably under Israel too.
And so what's the EpiPen? The EpiPen is a synthetic version of adrenochrome. And so EpiPens are in short supply. Why? Because the celebrities and the politicians and the megalomaniac in corporate America that need adrenochrome can't find the original stuff anymore.
I hadn't heard that, but that could be because it's
that makes sense. They're cutting off the supply.
Adrenaline is epinephrine. That's the same thing chemically we talk about. Yeah. So that's why they call it adrenochrome is an epinephrine chrome, essentially. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it is pretty fun and probably most likely accurate. Lee, great to have you on. I'll bring you on next month. People who want to learn about parasites and detox yourself and all, go to themedicalrebel.com and see Dr. Lee Merritt. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.